Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Hi, I'm back in Pennsylvania. We had the memorial service and party for my brother last night. So I'm a little bit emotional today. But I checked in with the channel, and it said absolutely, you can do the show. You can do the show really well today. Sometimes when we're emotionally raw, the highest information comes in because there's no filters left on us. So I'm just going to plunge in with a couple of things. As you know, this Wednesday is our webinar on gun violence. I had an email from someone, and I'm only going to read one line out of the email, that said, are you using your platform to push political propaganda? I'm over it, guys. I'm freaking over it. You know, if you follow me and you've listened to me and you know what I teach, you can't ask that question. My job, my duty, my great responsibility, my honor to bring in the highest energetic guidance for all of us. That's what I do. And I will not do anything else. So don't ask me those questions anymore. If you don't want to tackle the difficult subjects that are presenting themselves in our lives right now, then don't. But know that you're a part of what's going back in to create them. No judgment. That's the way it works. So I just checked in with Lauren. She said we have 12 people signed up for gun violence. What? Why? You don't think this is important? You don't think this? You're a part of this? So I asked the channel. And the channel said, I'm scared to death to get involved. That's the highest reason that people don't want to embrace this subject. Well, I'm telling you, it's coming to the point where we have to embrace this subject. And it's not a political question. It's an energetic, spiritual, brain science question. If we don't deal with this now, it will get worse and worse and worse and worse. If we don't deal with climate change right now, look what's happening in the country. I don't know how much proof everybody needs. That's not political. Not getting involved in what's good for you and for the collective is spiritual. So then I said, well, obviously, I'm in reaction here. What is it that's putting me in reaction? Because when you're in reaction, you're out of creation. And it was an addendum to a core belief, I can never please everyone. Well, that's what I'm going through with my family here now. Again, I keep getting a lesson. I don't have to please everyone. I just have to hold myself in what the highest knowing is for me. Not easy sometimes. But again, if we don't walk our talk and look at what crap is driving us, nothing gets any better. Our lives don't shift. We don't get what we want. That all goes out into the collective. And then it gets thrown right back at us. So don't get involved in creating an alternative for gun violence. But next time you're at the mall or the grocery store and somebody pulls out a rifle and starts shooting, don't blame somebody else. That's all I'm saying. You have to get involved or you're not involved. I know my Baptist preacher's out today. But it just, I don't understand. I don't understand why this community, as advanced as we are, would not with open arms want to take this on. Okay. Well, I thought I could go to the calls, but they're saying there's something else about gun violence. Okay, we're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. 1, 2. Well, it's about the signal that we're sending out. So what's the signal that, well, again, if you read, I don't know, I think it was in one of the e-blasts, one of the biggest signals is I can't do anything about it. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah, that's the signal. Who am I? I can't do anything about it. You know better. We know better. We know when we align ourselves, we affect all other energy. Okay. They want to put something else with that. Now we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. Yeah, I can never be God. Well, you are God. You are the God of you. You are the God that is going to do something about anything you want to do something with by getting yourself in alignment. So what do we have to get into alignment around gun violence? There's lots more to come on the webinar, they're saying, but they're giving me one, what, core belief? This page here, 1 through 5. 1, 2. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but energy is not the highest word. Power is the highest word. So, guys, are you going to accept what we know or not? Are we the power or not? If you don't accept your power in shifting this and nobody else accepts the power in shifting this, which is what you're seeing in Congress, nothing changes. And people continue to be killed. So we have to get into the alignment. I am the power that chooses love and joy in the creation of everything. Okay. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. I'm going to the calls now. Yes. All right. Please have your questions ready. I'm going to Susan. You're on.
I knew you were going to come to me first.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, does my son have a death belief or something? Because
no.
he seems to keep getting into trouble where he puts himself into danger.
That's because he's trying to see that he has power.
Okay.
He's putting himself into danger so he can get himself out of danger. and feel like he has some control and power over his life, Susan.
That makes sense.
Funny. That, funny that that's that makes, just what we were talking about.
Yeah, because he has gotten himself into another situation where he got beat to hell, and it keeps happening to him, and I'm like,
well,
what,
honey,
the hell is going on with him?
You can't do anything about it either.
I know that. All I can do is support him and love him and,
well,
be there.
Well, yeah, but you can also draw boundaries, Susan, and go, this isn't going to happen anymore if you want to stay here.
Right. In fact, I actually told him that. I said, stop doing this because that's what's happening to you. So knock it off.
Well, that's different than you're not going to have a place to live if you don't.
How mean? How do you mean?
Doesn't he live with you?
No, he does. He lives in his own place.
Oh, I thought he used to live with you. Okay, go ahead.
He used to live with me. He no longer lives with me. He has his own place, but he keeps doing the same, making the same mistake, which is basically the way he works in his job. And I keep telling him, stop doing that,
okay,
because that's causing problems.
Well, that's why. And he probably needs to go work with a therapist to work it out. So if you can get him help, because he's got to understand what is driving him to keep doing this, and then he can make different decisions. All
right,
babe?
Right, because he keeps driving himself into situations
where
he gets beat to hell. I get it.
That's like picking the same guy that looks different in a different body. It's like every pattern that all of us keep repeating in our lives that don't work for us. So he needs help to get out of the pattern.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you, sweetheart. All right. We're going to Kathy in Kentucky.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
Hi. I am very seriously considering changing my name back to my birth name, and I was hoping that the channel might give me.
It's a much stronger name for you. Your birth name is a much stronger name. Hold on. Regarding your identity. What does that mean when you hear that?
I feel like, and this goes back to what we're talking about today, that I would have more power in using that name.
Yes, ma'am.
Making my life go where I want it.
You identify your power with that name. Yes, you're correct. Is that the right question? Yep, and we've got the highest understanding, Kathy.
Well, I've been feeling it for a while, and it's just really become extremely strong in me this summer.
Well,
so
follow it. Follow it. Your higher self is guiding you, as always.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. You bet. All right, Miss Robin in California, you're on. Whoops, you're not on. Now you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Hey, real quick, when you were talking about the gun violence thing, I'm aware.
Yes.
I was aware this morning in my meditation that I can feel my survival ego breaking in and keeping me from,
participating.
Yeah, and so I've gotten some scary physical diagnoses, which I'm not used to. So I would love some guidance.
Yeah, physical diagnoses is asking you to step forward into your own power.
Okay.
That's why your body is showing you, well, maybe if I get her attention here, she'll realize that she's not doing what she knows. She will realize that she's not using her own power of creation, like directing health.
Okay.
Directing wellness. Hold on, now they want to give you a core belief. This page here. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. Well, you are supposed to be here, guys, powerfully. You are supposed to be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this infection in my eye, and I sat down and went, what the hell is this about? What don't I want to see? And the first thing the channel said was, your own magnificence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm inviting all of you today, can we see and embrace and feel and acknowledge how flippin' magnificent we are?
Okay.
Yep, I'm not getting anything else, Robin.
All right. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Be well.
Thank you.
Okay, dances. What's up?
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to tell you that, thank you. I didn't realize that we had to call our energy back to us, our light.
Oh, you mean from your email?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you explain what you're talking about for everybody? Because they need a context.
Well, I was in a dream and I woke up. And I was wide awake, and you said that I was, you felt, it says that I, you get that every part was a dream that represents me.
Absolutely.
You were after yourself because you were looking to release the negative fear from within you. You were literally calling back your own light.
Yes, ma'am. I get a big yes on that.
Okay. So we have to, our light leaves us, and then we have to call it back.
Well, you see, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So your light really never leaves you unless you get involved in belief systems that make you think it does. And then that reality, it's what you play out in your life. In reality, in the highest reality dances, you are the light. We're all the light. There's nothing but the light. But the light takes different forms according to how you direct it. Do you understand?
I understand, but
okay.
I wasn't asleep when all this happened.
Yes, because that's when your subconscious can clearly talk to you because you don't have the filters up. You don't have the yeah buts and the I don't knows and the well, what about? Well, for some reason, she just dropped off. Don't know what happened, dances. But that was your answer anyway, baby. Robin in Colorado, you're on. I'm sorry,
hi.
Randy.
Yes.
Is this Randy or Robin?
Randy.
Randy, hi, baby.
Hi.
Sorry, my switchboard jumped there. What can we do for you?
So I want to say I'm sorry for your loss. I lost my brother this year.
Oh,
well, so.
Back at you, sweetheart.
So, I don't know. I'm having a really, I keep having issues. I'm a preschool teacher, and I work with two other teachers. And to work with the kids is much easier than working with the teachers.
Yeah, I
and
hear
having,
you there.
Yeah, and I feel like something shifted, and all of a sudden the two of them are really good friends, and I feel like the two of them are like kind of like, like one against me.
Yeah, that's
know.
How you feel, but it's not the truth.
Okay.
So it's a belief that runs throughout your life that people are kind of against you.
Okay.
Is that true? But the highest word is they judge you. That
yes.
People judge you.
Yes.
Okay. As you believe, it's delivered to you. So let's see where that belief started with your mom, around 2 to 3 years of age. So when you watched your mom when you were little, how did she model to you that she and the family were being judged?
I mean, I guess because my father, I don't really know exactly the right answer to that, the answer to that question. I mean, my mom was like a very, like she was old-fashioned mom where she felt like she, you know, cooked and cleaned for the family. And my father was very like the, you know, the back in the day when he was like the one who made the money and he would put her
right.
down a lot.
Right. And she felt judged for not being a part of the more quote-unquote modern housewife that goes out and shares the duties and maybe works. And, you know, our mothers, guys, that whole era there was a huge era of redefining what the woman's role was. It,
mm-hmm.
And actually, we're still in it. We're still in it. So that is what you have to get into alignment. What's the, if you're not judged, you're what, Randy?
If I'm not judged.
If you're not judged, what's the opposite positive?
Well, I feel like they would, I would feel like I was, what the word is?
Accepted.
You mean accepted, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not judged,
accepted.
You're accepted, right?
Yes.
So that's what you've got to start retraining your brain to default to. When you get up every morning before you go to work, go, today I'm accepted. No matter what anybody else does, I know that I'm accepted. And I'm going to take that into that classroom. And then they can shift around that. Do you understand?
Yes.
But I hear a butt in there.
I don't know. I mean, because I feel like I do go in there with a positive attitude.
Yes, you do.
I don't know. Maybe.
But you don't go in with the attitude that you're accepted.
I think I did initially, but I feel like there's been a shift. I feel like the two teachers,
the two teachers are teachers for you.
They're teaching me a
lesson. They ignited in you this very buried belief that you're not accepted.
Okay.
And that's your freedom, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
your freedom.
Okay. Thank you. I will work on that.
Is there anything else? No, ma'am. You shift you, I promise you. There's so many people in the community that have used this to shift their workplace experiences successfully. So just know that and dedicate yourself to doing it and see what happens. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, darling. You bet.
Take care.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm going through with members of my family. Lanny and I worked literally 3 to 4 weeks putting this video together. And there's a member of my family that says, well, it wasn't what I expected. And that's not what it's about. But I went into reaction again, see, about feeling not accepted, not seen, not appreciated. You know, we all do it, guys. We all do it because we all have sense memories of it. So we got to shift it, just like gun violence. All right, Miss Lynn, you're on.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, baby.
Oh, it's so good to hear you this morning. I knew you were back there, and I was hoping you'd still do the show.
Yes, thank you.
I'm going to be You're welcome. I'm going to be number 13. I will not miss that very important webinar.
Thank you.
So I've been working on our breathing exercise with the word love and body, and I've added in self-value, and I'm And I feel shifts, and a lot of emotions are coming up at different weird times, and I know that, you know, it's like detoxing. And
yep.
So all good. And I'm planning on having an easy, love-filled second vaccine on Wednesday. And it's funny because I am going to do the webinar, which is on gun violence, on Wednesday evening. And my day job is in security for either people, celebrities, or high-value items, and I'm always armed. And I go into, and it's like I have a knowing that I'm surrounded by, that I bring the safety wherever I'm going. Like there's a love when I walk anywhere. And I'm like, there's some sort of connection with the anxiety and fear that I've had about getting that vaccine, about not loving my body and being in that anxious place. And that takes over my body and my mind. I mean, not anymore, but it was. And people who also feel out of control and out of alignment with love for their body that do
That's what the two things have in common, Lynn, is I'm out of control. The fear of not having control. So I can react to what happens as the security guard. Right? So I have my weapon, which, by the way, this is not a webinar that's saying we shouldn't, you know, have our amendment and have the right to carry arms. I want to be clear about that. You know that you can react safely to whatever happens, but you're not in control.
Exactly.
You can react to whatever happens with the vaccine, but you're not in control. And the channel wants us all to know we have much more control than we ever believe we do.
Right.
But as you believe, it's delivered to you. So if we believe we don't have the control, then we're not gonna.
Exactly.
Okay, so hold on. Something else is coming in now. Sheets. But give me a song, Lynn.
Everything is beautiful. It's what's coming to my head.
Okay. So, I don't know where this is going, so we're going to follow the breadcrumbs here. Gun violence is not beautiful. So everything isn't beautiful. Children starving, not beautiful. The planet melting, not beautiful. What's beautiful is our power of creation to do something about it. Is that the highest message? Yeah. See, so mass shootings, not beautiful. Taking steps to prevent mass shootings and getting involved and doing what we can as far as holding ourselves in alignment, that's beautiful. Look, everybody in my family, everybody has a gun. They all think that in order for them to be safe, they need to own a weapon. I don't know where the hell it came from. Certainly not my mom and dad, but if you read one of my e-blasts, it's literally in our DNA that we think in order to be safe, we have to have our guns.
Well, it's funny because I don't have a military background or law enforcement, but every single 99.9% of the people I work with do, and they're 99% men. I mean, almost all men. And so I come and I've worked for a lot of years doing this now, so I'm much more respected now. But at first it was like, you're female and you don't have this background, and I guess I come in like in with that knowing of peacefulness and love and just like safety and that beauty kind of feeling. So
yeah, you're the balance for them, you see.
Yeah.
You're bringing the feminine into the masculine. So there's a balance.
Right. Now, is there anything else I need to get into alignment for Wednesday to cover all this and stay in my
yes,
knowing?
No,
and
no, you have the power to do it.
That's it.
Yay.
That's all I'm getting, Lynn. Look, guys, those of you that have been with me for years, you know all this. You know it. You know how to implement it. But you're not. We're not doing it on a consistent basis. Until we do it on a consistent basis, then our brains have a harder time holding and defaulting to the easy positive. Do you understand?
Right. Because if I were, I wouldn't even have that question. Get it?
Okay. And I'm with you. I mean, seriously, being back here with my family during all this and seeing some of the decisions that were made, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm never going to get it. I'm never going to understand it.
Yep.
But, and I do have the power to hold myself in balance and love. And I go in and out. And when I don't go in and out, then I'll be free. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. That was a great conversation, by the way. Thank you. Maria, you're up.
Good morning. Thank you
Good
for
morning.
Taking my call.
Always.
I really appreciate that you're doing this while you're dealing with what you're doing. And I'd like to suggest if you don't do essential oils, it really helped me when I was dealing with what you're dealing with and just daily, just to help stop and breathe. Your favorite scents and just
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I have made myself, chosen to make myself make sure that I do my meditation every day and my deep breathing and you know, and it's interesting, guys, because I literally been sleeping 4 hours a night, which is not good for me. And I said to the channel, why am I so anxious? I don't get it. I'm not nervous about speaking. Why am I waking up every night? And it was really interesting, the answer I got. It was because now it's final. Now there's no more planning, no more focus on Denny. It's final now that he's gone, now that you have this service. And that made a lot of sense to me. And so after the service last night, I slept pretty good. Kind of crazy, huh? What we do to ourselves without knowing what's up. But two of my nieces have a lot of essential oils, and they have been helping me, Maria. So thank you for that suggestion.
I'm glad. And yeah, I want to support you in holding your heart in our hands and sending you light and love and helping you have this process a little more quickly.
Thank you, sweetheart. And just, you know, guys, everybody in my family said, oh, my God, you have to do your show today. I said, no, I get to do my show today. I get to do it because when I'm with you guys, I'm in my joy. I'm in my balance. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. Did you have a question about something else beautiful?
Yes, ma'am. We see your magnificence, so you're good here. My endocrine hormonal system has been more unbalanced and I'm getting some strange circles on under my tongue, on the skin, and I'm wondering what else I can do to rebalance. Or
they're taking me to a core belief. Hang on. Here, 26.
I'm getting some symptoms with the hormones, and so I'm avoiding doing some work because I found I was anemic recently and just don't feel like I want to do more.
Maria, they're taking me to Core Belief 30, which is I am that I am. And they want you to know lovingly, you have defined yourself as ill in many different places in your life. And so you really need to work and play in redefining that I am the God of Maria, who is wellness and health. And you are the power. We are the power that chooses love and joy. And thoughts of illness and definitions of illness are not thoughts. That's true with her, yes. Are not thoughts of love and joy. Right? They're anxious thoughts, which go into your body, and your body responds. Just like the universe responds, your body responds. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in everything that you call about, that's your answer, Maria. Right now, go to your love place and feel health. That's going to shift your life more than anything else you can do. Okay?
What do you mean feel health?
What?
What do you mean feel health?
Well, okay, see health. See health.
Oh, okay.
Because you know what that means to you. Health means energy and vitality and freedom and feeling good. You don't have to spell it out. Your body knows that. But the more you see health and connect it to love, then your brain and body can start manifesting that for you. And again, the channel is asking all of us, see your own magnificence. See your own magnificence. All right, my love. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Keeping it on a positive up note here today. Thank you. I need that. And we're going to Nancy in Pennsylvania. You're on.
Yes. I want to claim I am magnificent. I have never not been magnificent, and I am as magnificent as I can be in this moment now, or I'd be doing something else.
Okay, Nancy, so sorry, my Baptist preacher's out today. So don't send me any more emails about that other lady that's feeding you all that BS negative stuff. I don't want to hear it.
I don't know what you're referring
well,
to.
Well, you sent me an email about somebody that I should listen to, and they're spouting all this negative, false stuff. Baby,
no.
That, yes,
I have no
it was.
Idea what you're talking.
Well, I'll send it to you, sweetheart. I will send it to you.
Why would I even want to do that? That's not
I don't
who
know.
I am.
That's, but I get
I think
from,
you're confused.
I'm not confusing. I'm not. Lauren and I had a big discussion about it. So,
well, I don't know who you're referring to.
Well, I will send it to you, sweetheart. But I'm telling, you know,
I don't
want
to send any more emails to anybody. I want to take a stand for me.
I
want to take a stand for words are more powerful than weapons. Words are much more.
Okay. Okay. So I can talk. I've put you on mute for a minute, Nancy. I get that. From a lot of people, guys, from a lot of the followers. Went on this side, and they're saying, we don't have the power. Or I went on this side, and they're saying, we're less than God. We can never be God. or I went on this site, and they're saying QAnon's right about some of this stuff. Look, you can't have it both ways, guys. And you think I'm doing this because I'm making money? Well, think again. I'm doing this because I love it. But it drives me crazy to bring out the truth, which is my very strong conviction and dedication and direction to the energy. Don't give me anything but the truth. The highest truth. Not what I want to hear, but the highest truth for all of us. That's my intention. That's my job. But then you can't go listen to everybody else so that you get all confused. Decide what you want to believe and listen to the people that believe that. But to go positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, the universe can't respond to you except either standing still or being positive for a while and then negative for a while and taking it all away. So you feel good, and then you feel bad. It's not going to work for you. Decide what you want to believe. Is the world good or not? Are you God or not? Do you have the power over your own life or not? That's what you've got to ask yourself. And then seek out the people that support your belief. Okay. We're going to Diana in New York. Whoops, sorry. Didn't get you on there. Go ahead, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Okay. So there's been some very good information, and I just want to share Maria's sentiments earlier that really appreciate you being here today.
Sending
you love. And you're an amazing teacher. And, what you're teaching us through your personal situation, being here and your talking about your family is, shows that you're also working the work. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, for sure I am, guys. For sure I am. And so is all the Buddhas that you've ever read. They'll tell you it's a consistent, conscious job, this creation process.
It is.
It's not a sound bite fix.
No, it's not. It's a constant process, and the information that's come through the last few weeks, since Creation Station, and it's been excellent. And I've been working, with love, the breath work, and love and health, and there's some information that came through today, and I'm just wondering if there's any further discernment on I kind of have really good, great days, and then I have days where I fall out and have low energy and body fatigue. And I'm just wondering, what is it, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or do I?
Okay.
What do I need?
Mental, no. Spiritual, yes. Do I have to go through the list? No. It's spiritual. And they're taking me to a core belief. Hang on, this page here. 2, 23. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. So the better you get, the better you feel. If you have that belief, then you got to fall back and get depressed about getting better. And depression exhibits itself oftentimes as a lack of energy. Any doctor will tell you that. Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like I was actually going to ask you if I need to pursue therapy, which I have used. I'm not opposed to it. I'm doing all this stuff. Why would I need therapy?
Do you understand? Look, guys, anybody that has that belief, when I'm loved, I'm depressed, you know, like, for example, if you were little and you were very close to your mother and your mother dies, that's a very easy belief to put together. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. If a dog dies, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. There's sadness connected with love. Can you find out where that is? I'm going more towards your dad, where sadness and love are connected.
Yeah, no, for sure. He, you know, yeah, no, definitely. He left the divorce very early and pretty much, you know, made it, the divorce made it difficult to be with him. So, yeah.
Okay. So when you're little, that goes, oh, loving somebody makes me feel bad, equals love makes me feel bad. And then you put on top of that all the teachings that we've gotten about how we shouldn't love ourselves. Then when we're trying to break through and love ourselves and know our magnificence, that old subconscious belief goes, oh, but remember, love makes you depressed. Makes you sad. It takes away your energy. It takes away your life force. I'm getting my big yes for you that this is what it's about. So when I'm loved,
I thrive. I have energy.
Yes. And I'm joyful. The other day, I was, I had no energy. Now, let's just look at those words, because that's not possible. We are energy. So the more we say, oh, I'm tired, I don't have any energy, the more lack of energy we will experience, because we are defining ourselves. So I stopped and I went, no, I am energy, and I love me, and I'm filled with energy, and I love doing all the things I want to do. And I literally could feel it coming back. I could feel it coming back.
Okay.
Yeah. So try that.
Great.
All right?
Okay.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. We're going to Emily in California. Hi, you're on, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So I have something to share. We were emailing and you asked me to share it. It's two parts. And the first part is just that last week I raised my hand because I wanted to share a cool thing that had happened the night before. I went to a gathering to send off for a former coworker, first time I'd been out with people in that way. And I just was more willing to share and had shared, you know, with someone that, well, the pandemic, well, I did a deep dive with my spirituality. And this very amiable young person, former coworker, said, so did you find God? And I said, I am God, and you are God. And he just smiled and burst out laughing. He said, that's the best answer I've ever heard.
Yes, I remember that email now. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was such a cool thing, but it gets better, because while I had my little hand up, didn't end up getting called on last week, but as I was listening to the show, one of the first callers was dealing with an issue about being really rejected by her family about her spirituality. And it wasn't until, I think even after the show, I put it together, because a week prior, I had been triggered dealing with issues around abandonment and banishment. And on the show that week before, we came up with the word home. That was the word I chose to be welcomed, embraced, respected, honored, all of that. And I had been working throughout the week doing the love place, connecting that, seeing the word home. And so what I put together is, oh, my God, all that work during the week created this profound shift in me where I was more willing to share about my spirituality and had this experience of having it totally acknowledged and respected, and I felt welcomed and embraced.
Yep.
So the work works.
Yeah, we just got to remember to choose to do it, right?
Yes, and that's my question, because yesterday I was having this little celebration with myself, because I often do the breathing informally. And about a month ago, I decided, no, I want to make this really formal. I want to do 10 minutes a day and time it. And I've been doing that every day. And yesterday, I was celebrating myself for that. Well, guess what? Yesterday, I didn't do it.
And that's fine.
I don't know what that's about.
That's fine. That's so you know that's fine.
Okay.
You know,
so there's nothing I need
you
to
know
bring
it
into
makes
alignment.
You feel good.
Okay.
It's just
great.
You know, we don't have to do anything except live consciously. Some things help us live consciously more, and the breathing exercise is one of them. You got it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I love you. Thank you for
I love
showing
you
up
too.
Today in the way you have.
Thank
brilliant.
You. Thank you, Emily. Thank you. All right. We got time for one more, and then I got to get down to my family. Laura in Atlanta, you're on.
Great. Thank you, Dee, for being here, and much love to you around your family. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a big video shoot, which is a big deal, July 15th. And for the past month, I have this rash under my eye, and I've gone to the dermatologist, and I've talked to it and tried to relax, and hopefully a good makeup artist can deal with it. I put cream on it per the dermatologist, and he gave me antibiotics. And I'm wondering, what am I resisting, or why is this?
Well,
what do you not
want to see? Is that the highest question? Yeah. What do you want to not want to see? Sheets. But give me a song, please. Anything that pops in. You.
Everything's coming up roses.
Yeah. Well, it comes from your subconscious, and it's perfect because you want to see everything. There's some fear involved, or I'm doing this video to get something, or there's some kind of fear involved with the outcome of it. Is that true?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a big deal in terms of a very professional studio. I mean, you do that all the time. I facilitate so people videotape me, but I'm not that comfortable speaking to a camera, and we have 3 minutes, and, you know,
don't
it's kind of a...
Don't speak to a camera. Don't speak to a camera.
I know what you mean.
Pick a person and speak from your heart. If it comes from your heart, you're there. You're home free.
Well, isn't
it's like
I
used to tell my in acting class, they would do brilliant scenes and go, oh my God, I've got this big audition. And I said, so you don't do anything different in the audition than you do in the class. You just go in and be truthfully who you are in that scene. And that's your job, Laura. That's your job.
Yeah, thank you. So is it that I'm getting myself wigged out about, because I know what I'm talking about and I feel passionate about it. And it is
about how
it, like,
you're
to a different...
going to be perceived. Those are the highest words.
Okay.
But you see, if you speak through your heart, you're perceived as your highest self, and you can't do any better than that. I mean, every major critic that's ever reviewed my work uses the words authentic and real and believable, because when I act, I don't act.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. So just be natural, and then it will go away?
I get a yes. Move out of your fear and move into your knowing, honey. Again,
can you see
your own magnificence?
Yes.
Okay?
I will practice. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. All right. Let's say it together, guys. I love me. Come on. Let me hear you through the screen. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.